Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
TJ, Bo, producer Hope, I'm a guy with two girls. And thank you for joining us, making us a part of your morning routine. It's the B Morning Coffee Club. And Taylor's concert, it's done. It's the big tour, brought in so much money. I mean, so much money.
The end of an era.
Yeah.
The end of the Eras tour.
You know, she brought in a record $2 billion with a B in ticket sales. And she took care of her people, giving away about $200 million in bonus to everybody who worked on the tour, from bus drivers to physical therapists. She's a good boss. All that money? I mean, she's made so much, so she's got it to give. But good thing she is. Many don't do that. I mean, bonuses, that's nice. And isn't it her birthday Friday?
It is. Her favorite number is 13. Her birthday is this Friday, December 13th. And there's a lot of places locally who are getting in on the celebrations. I'm going to a Taylor Swift tribute concert on Friday.
Let me guess, you're going to get all dressed up.
Of course. Although I can't decide, though. You know, like, do I break out the leather pants, go into my Reputation era, break out the pink sparkles again, go into my Lover era, break out a cardigan because it's going to be cold.
Wow. Any of those fashion statements excite you at all?
No. I mean, if we were talking about a Brantley Gilbert show, yeah, of course. Like, what are you wearing? I don't know anything she's saying. Yeah. She wears different things for different albums, I assume.
Yes.
Okay.
Each of the different eras has like a different theme, different vibe. Okay. I wish I could take a picture of how glazed over your face looks when I talk
so
about Taylor Swift.
I know.
But that's okay. We all like different artists.
I wish I cared. I know. It's so awful. It's awful. I'm trying my best, but I find the older I get, the less I can. I care about Taylor Swift. She's a great influence to girls.
Mm-hmm.
Little girls everywhere. My God, everybody loves her. She's like sold out. She like runs the world. So I got to find some sort of grain of care.
But that's okay. You prefer Brantley Gilbert. But that's your thing.
I don't know. Just a different, more down to earth lifestyle in my music. That's
okay.
All.
There's nothing wrong with that. I like Luke Combs. You know, we all like different country
art.
Yeah. So, you're not going to try to talk us into dressing up too on Friday.
I mean, I would be happy to consult you in an era that may fit from your wardrobe. But like, Bo, you've got a tux.
Yeah.
When she does the Tortured Poets Department section of the Eras Tour, all the guys are in tuxes, top hats. You've got a tux.
I have a tux. I'd have to find a top hat. What would fit good on TJ? What's her era?
Oh, Lord. But
well, you know, she's got her one album. There's a song about a cardigan. You love your sweaters. I think just keep it simple. Some jeans and a cardigan.
That's not that what she's wearing right now.
It's pretty much the Nana sweater I love. So
you already love it. You don't have to buy anything. Yeah. You'd be comfortable.
So maybe you like Taylor more than you think. Yeah. She rocks the Nana sweater and so do you.
I was doing the Nana sweater before it was cool.
Oh, okay.
That's what you're telling me. I was rocking the cardigan before cardigans were cool. That's what I thought.
Yeah, you're trendsetter. Yes, you are. Coming up, Megan Maroney tickets. We just announced a big tour. She is coming to CMAC next year, and we got tickets for you to win before they go on sale this Friday, and that's next. Favorite country artist like Megan Maroney is coming to CMAC. She just won a CMA award. She just finished up a huge tour this year, opening for Kenny Chesney. Got all the big songs.
I love I'm Not Pretty. It's such a fun music video, too, if you haven't seen it.
She also has a new one, Am I Okay? So Megan Maroney, getting bigger and bigger. In 2025, we're lucky to be getting her CMAC. That's going to be so cool. Tickets go on sale this Friday. And she went through the line a couple times. You want to talk about talent in this girl.
Yeah. She was a cheerleader in musical theater in high school. Then she went to college for accounting.
Accounting?
Yeah. And she was a pro swimmer.
What?
So, yeah. Then she decided, you know what? I'm going to take the music business route. Then she ended up changing that in college, graduated. She writes and co-writes every single piece of her music. So
And I wonder with the accounting background, if she's checking the numbers.
Oh, absolutely.
What she's getting paid. You know what I mean? Which is genius for an artist. Know where your money's going. How much you making on the merch? How much you making on the royalties? She's probably crunching those numbers.
Well, when she was originally discovered in college, she was singing at a Waffle House benefit dinner for her sorority that Chase Rice just casually happened to be at. And he heard her singing and asked her to perform in her one of his shows as an opener.
Wow. What a talented lady. Bigger things are coming. She is the next Carrie. She is the next Kelsey. The next Lainey Wilson, I think. I think we're going to just see her blow up. Coming to CMAC. Tickets go on sale this Friday. We got a pair for you to win right now. Win them before you can buy it. That's what we do. That's what we help you out. Get you to see your favorite country artists. It's the world's easiest contest. Once again, what did she go to originally to college for?
Accounting.
Accounting. That's amazing. Because sometimes accountants, the ones I've met, great people, but a little more quiet. Nope, she had a little singing background, the showbiz background she wanted. Man, she went through that line a couple times, didn't she?
Yeah.
Accounting's the answer we're looking for. World's easiest contest. How about you? You call number 19, give it a try. 585-252-WBEE. 252-9233 to win the Megan Maroney tickets if you know what she originally went to college for. Accounting. The windows ticket. Lindsay, all fired up. Had a couple cups of coffee.
No, I don't drink coffee somehow.
Really? What's your go-to in the morning, though, to pick you up?
Orange juice, hot chocolate.
All right.
I'm so envious. Oxygen.
Yeah.
My mom's like that. Like, she doesn't drink coffee, never has. She just gets up out of bed and gets ready for the day. I'm like, yeah. You're like, how do you do it?
All right, Lindsay, let's hope that hot chocolate, that OJ, just oxygen's bringing you luck. You are calling number 19, the world's easiest contest. So we're talking about Megan Maroney coming to CMAC. Tickets go on sale this Friday. Win them before you could buy them. She went to college originally, University of Georgia, to major in what?
Accounting.
Yeah!
All right, a pair of tickets are yours. You're going to go see Megan Maroney. CMAC, June 12th.
That's so exciting.
I know. This is courtesy of the Bowery Presents. Tickets don't go on sale until this Friday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com, but you just won a pair.
Yeah, I'm really excited. This is awesome.
Yeah, who are you going to take with you?
My husband.
Okay, how many years married?
13.
Woo! Lucky 13. What's the secret?
Just keep working at it.
Keep dating. Keep dating, having fun. That's a suggestion I give to newlyweds. I think sometimes you get all caught up of the perfect marriage. Life happens, though. Don't forget why you originally fell in love. Get out there, have fun. So enjoy Megan Maroney and tell everybody who you love waking up and winning with every single morning.
I love the Bee Morning Coffee Club. I love all the things you talk about, the music, everything.
And especially the tickets you just won, right?
Yeah, that too, for sure.
Have you ever won with us before?
No.
First time winner! It's your Bee Morning Coffee Club. TJ Bowen, producer Hope. Earlier we were saying, how about a practical gift, like a deep cleaning of your house or apartment or townhome to give a family member or a friend? I said it'd be a great idea. Hope liked it. TJ, you were a little nervous just because...
Because I'd have to clean before a cleaner came in. But yeah, the gift of service is definitely a good idea.
Wait, no, but they're coming to clean and help you.
Yeah, it's just embarrassing.
Oh, come on. I mean, we all need some help. A service, I think, is a great idea for a gift. What about some that have multiple dogs in a big yard and for whatever reason don't have time to clean? How about a dog poop removal service? Would that be a good gift service? Would you appreciate that?
Yeah, duty master.
Okay.
Come on in. It's outside.
It's all waiting for you back
there. Let me know if you're thirsty. I'll get you a bottle of water or something.
Hey, I mean, so services could be a really cool idea to give someone.
Yeah, getting rid of things, whether it be dog poop or my mom has this giant big back TV that she is convinced is going to have to stay with the house when she eventually sells because this thing's like 500 pounds. When it came into the house, the two movers who brought it in were struggling and could barely get it inside. So she's like, I have no idea how I'm going to get rid of this. We're going to have to pay a service to come and pick it up.
Get a junk service, like a 1-800-JUNK or an A-Junk removal or whatever. I mean, it'd be kind of like a backhanded gift a little bit. Be like, hey, Merry Christmas. I got you a junk removal service.
You got too much junk.
What are
junk.
You trying to say? I'm just saying you may want to get rid of some of this junk.
For the hoarder in your circle of family and friends.
Yeah, yeah. Clean this place up.
You know what? It makes you appreciate the flat screen TVs now.
Yeah.
Those old ones were so heavy and big and thick.